The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Let's talk about what Andy did during our time off. Binge watch the new Unsolved Mysteries.
I did.
You watched the new one?
I did, yeah. I don't give a review?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah. You don't?
But you watched all of them?
I did, yeah. It took me... I found that boring compared to the old... The old one had a lot of pizzazz, you know? The old one was like Robert Stack would emerge from the shadows. He'd be hiding behind like a grave. And then he'd pop out and then he'll say stuff to you. And then there was like so much... like editing and stuff in the storytelling in it. This one's more documentary style. But it's some interesting stories, but I don't like it as much as the old one.
I figured
it would be as good. So one of the things that people have been saying about this new revival of Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix is, where are the damn ghosts?
Yeah.
They haven't done a ghost one?
There were no ghost stories.
Mm-mm. Mm. They did UFOs.
Yeah, they did UFOs, and then there was like some murdery stuff.
Disappearing bodies and stuff. Mm. But I'm with you, Andy. I didn't care for it either.
I didn't like it.
I watched two episodes. Like, this isn't even close to the classic.
No,
Oh, that's too bad.
You can't recreate Robert Stack, you know?
Plus, they also don't really tell you exactly what's going on. I don't know if that was just me in a different state of mind trying to watch it, but there's times where, like, they're telling me these stories, but they don't actually come out and say, we think this is aliens.
Or we think
this is what's happening, like they would in the original. It'd just be like... All these strange occurrences have happened in the same area with lights in the skies.
They're like trying to, like, you decide.
Yeah, I'm like, quit beating around the bush. Is it aliens?
You decide.
Come on.
Quit beating around the bush.
You decide what it is.
Well, so many people complained that there were no ghost stories in this new revival that they said that in the next batch of series, there will be.
Yeah. So I listen to this theme so much, it makes me feel like I'm at my house right now.
Yeah. Know your work.
Yeah. Keep your pants on, Andy. You're at work.
Getting comfortable.
This is going to be among the next series of 6 episodes due to hit Netflix sometime later this year. All they'll say is it's an unusual ghost episode. It's different.
Mm.
But they heard the complaints from people about the first round of episodes that they wanted ghost stories.
Yeah. My favorite thing about the old show is that they'd find, like, the weirdest people, and they're still figuring out TV. So they didn't have makeup on.
Right.
There was a lady with just, yellow teeth.
Oh.
Like,
oh God.
Bright yellow, highlighter yellow.
Oh.
I was like, wow.
Highlighter yellow.
And it really popped on that 80s camera.
Oh,
I was like, look at those jibs. Jeez.
Were her teeth the unsolved mystery?
That was the unsolved mystery, yeah.
Would have been more entertaining.
How did her teeth get highlighter yellow?
But like so many of the stories on the old one are from Ohio, too, which cracks me up. So they grabbed like hilarious. 80s Ohio people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Wow is right. It's like art.
They've received already over 2,000 tips on unsolved.com since this new series premiered. And I forgot that was a part of it. Like, you can say, oh, I know that Susie Yellow Teeth.
I think a lot of the tips are just BS.
Oh, sure. You know? I'm sure they are.
Wonder if they even go through them.
In the old days, they were like had like a phone center and they had this huge budget, so like everybody would call, but that's all anybody watched was Unsolved Mysteries. Uh-huh. So these people would be like, well, it's Jim right down the road they're looking for.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't.
If you were on the run, you didn't want to be on any kind of...
TV show.
No.
And they solved quite a few mysteries, I think.
Well, in this time around, they received the most emails about the Alonzo Brooks case, the young man who disappeared after attending a party with his friends. His body was discovered in a nearby creek a month later, but the case was closed by the FBI as an accidental death. But the case just reopened because of this new Unsolved Mysteries, and the FBI is now offering a $100,000 reward for any information about his death.
I'll have to check it out. Like I said, I'll keep giving it a shot. It's something to watch. It's like a documentary, so right. I like it anyway, but it's not like as awesome to me as the old one.
You said that out of the gate, the Stack Factor.
Yeah, the Stack Factor's huge. That guy's a star.
Stack missing.
I haven't watched any of it yet. So
I thought about it. I feel like it would appeal to me, but yeah, I haven't.
I watched that Epstein thing. Jeez,
my God, that'll depress you.
Oof. Yeah, watch that. Oof. I watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, did you?
And New York. I binged. I'm binging still. it's mindless TV, but it's entertaining because you know that Denise Richards that's married to Charlie Sheen? So she's on there, right? And there's a scandal this year that she like had a threesome with one of the, or like hooked up with one of the other female.
I had heard that that she went a little lesbo.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
she went a little lesbo.
She went a little lesbo.
She hooked up with someone. She's denying it because she's trying to protect her image which is funny, but because, you know, the whole Charlie Sheen thing.
Yeah, like she's the sane one.
Right, and she's trying to, you know, like she's left the show. I don't know what the deal is, but she like walked off the show because she's like, this isn't true, and she's crying. But Charlie Sheen, you know, like her kids, that's her dad, and what a mess. So it's entertaining in that aspect.
Those poor kids.
That's a crazy
Their
plot.
Dad's Charlie Sheen. I mean, Denise Richards, I don't think she just looked normal compared to Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Right? But I think she's not normal at all.
Her new husband is cuckoo. And
And so it was her new husband, and another chick.
I think so. I don't know. I think possibly that's what
happened.
Just
go to the husband and be like, so, what happened?
Yeah.
Like,
it happened. Yeah. I'll tell you. 100%.
Well banged.
He's a good-looking guy, but he's kind of cuckoo, crazy.
Wow.
And so it's entertaining to me.
Sometimes you got to watch the mindless TV. Stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Take me away.
Yeah, it's... I'll look at the news for 10 minutes and be like, okay, now I can just watch just a blue screen. Yeah. I need to calm
Who's
down.
Who's the chick she apparently...
that Brandy, I think we've talked about her, Brandy Glanville or something like that.
Maybe her new husband wanted them to recreate the scene from Wild Things in the water.
Probably.
With Neve Campbell.
Probably.
Wow. Denise Richards breaks down in tears after lesbian affair with Brandy Glanville is exposed in bombshell new trailer for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I love it so much. It's so good. It's so such a mess. Yeah.
This
that's
is her?
Her.
Oh, she's got a lot of work done.
She used to be pretty. She got too much work done. So, yeah. So that's what I'm doing. There's the husband in the background.
Hey!
That's exactly what he looks like. He sounds like
nailed it.
There he is.
Oh no!
What up?
Hey, you like my Wolverine jacket?
Yeah.
They think people are following them. They think that they're being like Denise and her husband think people are following them.
Oh,
they're like,
my Jesus,
man. That's crazy. It's like nobody cares.
Are they on meth?
I don't know.
According to his jacket.
Have the same issues.
Yeah.
It's always people following them. Things under their skin.
Like, don't say anything. People are following us.
So she...
Hey, look over the paparazzi. You guys are huge.
She quit filming.
Yeah.
This show because of the lesbian stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. There's a... Mm-hmm. Stuff here.
Whoa.
She talks about how she ate her.
Oh, my God. She probably talks about this on the show coming up. I haven't seen this yet.
You probably can't.
Oh, here we go. Let's see.
They're not going to do that on... if it's from the show.
Why does she look like an alien?
Yeah, but it's not. It's probably the guy.
Oh, that...
Well, I thought it was on...
Why can't we play anything on the computer?
We never will be able to.
There's no video?
No.
It looks like it. Oh, there we go. Here it is.
Brandy, I... Her, woke up the next morning. She said, "Aaron can never know this." Kelly. What the? That is not true.
I believe Denise.
I was supposed to meet up with Denise.
Oh my God! They've all no one looks real.
No, they all look like those cat people.
Not a single person looks like a real person.
So much plastic surgery. They all look like cat people.
Is that what happens? Like you run in a crowd like that, and just everybody looks weird.
Yeah,
so when
all,
you
right,
go
like, I've got to do this too.
Yeah, I need bigger lips, bigger cheeks.
I don't know.
I need cat eyes.
That's John Mellencamp's daughter. Mellencamp.
Which one? The one that was actually looked okay?
Yeah.
Please do not air this. It's very bad.
And we're airing it.
The show, they need to cut that. I think it's a lesson learned.
Oh, I learned a lesson.
Don't eat that girl's poop. Jeez.
That's the lesson she learned. That's the lesson she learned.
I dined on her backside.
that's the, I can see why you're addicted to it, though.
Look, is, who is that?
Lisa
crazy?
Rinna.
No!
Yeah.
That's her? Rinna. What does she look like? A cross-dressing crazy man?
She does. She got too much work done. I don't know.
Holy hell.
These poor women.
She looks like a cross-dressing crazy man.
Yes. Yes.
That's a quote.
Yep. Well, she does. Look at that.
Yeah, that's a
looks
wild
pretty
look.
Bad. I don't know.
None of them could express the shock of the lesbian affair we're doing.
Because they've had too much work. This is me shocked.
I don't know.
You can really see it in their eyes. But that's it.
That's all you can read on them.
Just their eyeballs.
That is so crazy. The looks, these women. That once attractive ladies.
Yes.
Who've destroyed themselves.
That's, yeah.
Like, she looks...
That's the Mellencamp.
Okay, right.
So
she's
hasn't
younger.
Had
and
had
she's
had
younger.
Yet.
And yes. She looks the most normal. Denise Richards doesn't look too bad. She doesn't look like she's
Denise
had
Richards
a ton of work done.
Bad.
Everybody
but, like,
else,
that chick is fake.
Oh, 100%.
She used to be so much better.
Well, that's the crazy cross-dressing.
Yeah, that dude is nuts.
Paris Hilton's aunt.
Paris Hilton's aunt's in there, too. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's entertaining, guys. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna have to get into it.
Still sports on, so
you never know what you might end up watching.
It seems much more entertaining than pregnant teens. That's what I watch at my house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pregnant teens and hunks that fix up houses.
Yeah. Hunks that fix up houses. That's what James is watching. So this other girl who claims she had this lesbian affair with Denise Richards has been like kind of trolling her with poofing eating taglines.
Oh
my god.
So yeah, other things that were revealed on this show.
Yes.
What was it? Okay, so they had a conversation about Camille Grammer. Remember she was married to Kelsey Grammer?
Okay.
Yep.
Remember that? You don't know.
You know, Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer.
Okay,
so his ex-wife,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
She went on the show and said that she used to boop up the boop back down.
With him? Of course. Kelsey Grammer takes up the ass. You know he does. You know he does. I hate him.
Yeah.
I hate that guy. Oh, yeah, he takes it so far.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Frasier takes it in the butt. You knew
allegedly.
It. Allegedly.
That was a great revelation. They were around a campfire, and she told that story. And the other ladies were with their shock face, I guess, because you really couldn't tell.
Exactly. Another round of...
That would have been the weirdest episode of Frasier ever.
Frasier gets paid
toss
tonight.
Salads. He sings right there.
It's
the
toss
theme.
Salads and scrambled eggs.
Now you know what it's about. That made no sense, that theme. Now it does.
He likes his salad tossed.
In the morning. He loves a little salad toss and then eating some eggs.
Breakfast is served.
Yep.
So she says that she pegged him?
Yeah, and yeah. Yep, that's what she did.
That's such a weird thing. I never ever thought I would ever even imagine Kelsey Grammer getting pegged.
Yeah. Long before it was, we talked about it on our show so much.
He's on the forefront.
He's a pioneer.
Yeah, definitely ahead of his time. That's for sure.
Wow. And he's such a pompous, stuck-up ass, too.
I don't like him either. He's something rubs me the wrong way about him.
And then Denise Richards revealed that her new husband, they just were married not that long ago, she went and took him to get a happy ending.
Massage?
She found it. They went looking for it because he never had one. So she
decided. Jesus Christ. Do you think he ever pulls her aside and is like, hey,
stop telling people all my sexual defects.
That's what he was not happy about.
Of course not.
He was not happy about it. He's like, you what? You told
what's she talking
what?
About now? Oh, no. I got to go, fellas. Oh, she's telling. Yeah, she's telling the pig story. I got to go.
You got to get off that show. You start doing some crazy stuff, you got to get off that show.
Oh, no.
Then the other thing I always think is, well, are they only doing it for the show?
You know, just saying it up, making it up.
Like, would she really have even gone and got this guy a happy ending if she knew that she didn't have to go on the show and come up with content?
Well, did she really go and do it, or did she just say?
Well, that's the other thing too.
But I don't know. We'd have to look right into Kelsey's eyes and see.
Oh,
and I'm sure he'd be like,
You get pegged, bud?
Yes. Somehow I believe yes. that.
Oh, wow. Well, he just seems.
Scrambled eggs, huh?
Toss salads.
Oh, it's in there.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
But and then, listen to the end of it.
Egg all over his face.
Yeah.
All over my face.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I never really truly no, listened to sense. That song. Uh-huh. That's horrifying.
I know, right?
Get them off yeah. your face, Kelsey.
You know what scrambled eggs is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man juice.
That's a whole new well. Take on Frasier. Just because he's such a pompous ass, I want to see him fall again.
Oh, okay.
Remember when he fell video? Off the stage? Oh, I've disliked this right man forever. I really yeah. do not like him, and when he falls, it brings me so much joy.
It's a small world.
You know he's walking funny now.
I think I'm.
He landed on his butt, so he's fine.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I never understood his career.
No, me either.
Does he have the worst fall than that one too?
Does he?
I thought.
No, I think that's the only one.
I thought he followed him. He's like, I think I've severely hurt myself.
I think he said something like that. There, we just couldn't hear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you want to see it, Kelsey Grammer falls off stage.
Oh.
Go check it out. Brings me hours of joy.
Wow. It's way better than any episode of Frasier.
Yeah, whenever I'm down, I just watch that. Brings me right back up. But doesn't shock me that he likes to take it up the butt.
No.
At all.
No.
Normally those types of pompous jackass guys.
They're doing stuff.
You know,
stuff. They're up to stuff.
They're doing stuff. But it does make me wonder, though, Lise.
Yeah, what?
If any guy has been gifted a happy ending massage.
By their woman?
By their woman. I think
I'm
that's...
sure. On our group of listeners?
Yes.
You think so?
100%.
I think you're right. Yeah.
I think more than happy ending.
Yeah, I think so too. Gifted.
Very open audience we have.
Wow. I can't imagine. Like, imagine you open like a Christmas card. I opened one from Amber and it's
yeah. She's like, oh, you get to have... Because what I think it is you get to have sex with my best friend.
Mm,
oh, yeah, that's what I think is actually goes on way more. Where it's like, hey, me and my best friend are going to have sex with you.
Like, I'm sure he was a part of that three, you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
Two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but his review was that it was horrible. It was like an older lady. It was bad. He didn't like it.
Don't you think that most of them are? I think, like, if you're not desperate.
Right.
You're not going to like the happy ending massage you get. Because it's generally, well, as just, we told, yeah, they pull like, a Yoda-looking Asian lady out of the back room.
Time to get a jerk off!
Who's 87, and she fondles your bits until you finale. And it's generally just, I'm sure, like, disturbing.
Yeah.
Kind of probably demoralizing a bit, you know? Like,
be an odd gift.
It was like a bucket list thing. Like, you never had a happy ending?
It's okay to not. It's okay to not.
I know, exactly.
Most people have been.
I just, I guess when you're getting stuff done to you, you want the act and, like, whoever's doing it, like, to be enough visual stimulation.
Right.
But to have to go somewhere and then close your eyes and imagine someone else doing it to you.
What's
because
the point?
Why are you even doing it?
Yeah, it's a weird
the
gift.
The thrill of it or whatever.
I guess.
Taboo. Yeah, it's the taboo nature of it.
Yeah, generally, the people that, as you said, get it done are just in desperate need for it. Like, no one else will touch their stuff.
Right.
So they go to a happy ending place.
And, I mean, I have been that guy.
Yeah, not that got a happy ending.
I know, but like
just desperate for touch.
Very long period of time, and I understand if I'm going to close my eyes and think of something else, I might as well just be the guy who's doing it.
I've been that guy all of 2020.
Yes.
Save yourself the cash. Yep. Tim has a comment here. Good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Good morning. Yeah, you were talking about Kelsey Grammer, and I met his wife back in the 80s when she was a club MTV dancer. I banged his wife before he did.
Which was so Camille?
Camille?
Or someone
Camille,
else?
Camille, yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay.
No, Camille.
Oh, that's
did
believable.
You
I believe
also
you.
Get pegged by Camille?
No, I did not.
Oh, likely story. Likely story, Tim.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling it. Hey, by the way, how was it?
I
Was it good?
It was good. I was 17. It was great.
Oh wow. Mm. Well,
yeah. Okay. She was a club MTV dancer.
I didn't know that.
I don't know anything about what she looks like or anything.
Something tells me that they were probably okay. Club MTV dancers.
They had to be.
Let's see here.
Grammy Lub.
Oh yeah,
Grammy Lub.
Grammy Lub.
Neil Grammer gone wild.
He's Grammy Lub dancing.
1992.
Oh, I don't know if that's...
That's not her.
this is what we all look like.
Oh, yeah, that's Camille Grammer.
Oh, my God.
That's her.
That's her.
Oh, yeah, she would have been.
That's Kelsey Grammer's wife?
That was Kelsey Grammer's wife. She was on Club MTV in 1990. She was a dancer.
There can't be a God.
So that guy, that listener, definitely, he knew that. No one knew that. He's telling us the truth. No one knew that Camille Grammer was on Club MTV.
You know what? You're right.
Nope. I had no idea. It's Camille.
Just doing it. This is her dance.
She was always trying to get famous. So when Kelsey Grammer came along, she's like, I'm going to latch onto that. That's all that was about, the money and trying to be famous.
I'm going to peg him one day.
She had to do that to keep getting that money.
Yeah. Keep getting that money. I like Elisa shakes her shoulders when she does
that. Money dance. Money. She knew she was in once he was like, I like to get pegged. Because then you're in. Like, you're going to do that?
And then he had an affair on her. And so that's why she's just talks away about his.
He looks like a monster. He had an affair on her.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm learning all kinds of Kelsey Grammer stuff right now.
I know you are.
I didn't know that much about him. He's always kind of mysterious.
Yep.
No.
This guy said he was traded a happy ending massage for buying something his girlfriend wanted to buy. So she was like, you buy me this, and you can get your happy ending massage.
I want to know what she got.
Yeah.
Like a boob job or something, or...
God, it can't be that much. That's too so much money.
Dude,
but I mean, like, someone's letting you get jerked by someone else. I mean, to me, that's a pretty...
Yeah. Big gift.
It's pretty up
okay,
there.
What's the dollar value you'd put on that? What is that worth in a trade market?
Well, like I said, it's tough to... I can't even imagine going and getting one at one of these places. So for me, it's low. It'd be low, but...
I would say you can get that... Happy ending. Yes. I want a Maserati.
Oh, wow. Maserati. Damn, girl.
That's what I'm kind of thinking.
Shooting for the stars. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's like being like, you can have this house or half a pickle. We have half an old pickle. Or a house.
It doesn't seem like a fair trade to me.
No, that's not at all, but that's the only way I would say I could do that.
That's fun.
This is a hand job. Right here, this gorgeous thing. All it costs.
Someone else said, my wife didn't like backdoor action, so she bought me an escort so I could get it out of my system.
Ew.
It's going to be more than a Maserati for that.
Yeah, would be.
Yeah, so she didn't want to do it, so she bought him a hooker to let him explore with someone else.
It's just crazy because, like, if a guy is super into that, and then, but then you, like, you feed his...
He's going to want it more.
He's going to want it more.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah, that's not going to make him go, okay, that was great, thanks.
Yeah, I'm
done with that now.
She doesn't realize how guys work.
Yeah. No. Once you pop the top on a butt.
Uh-oh.
You can't close it up again.
Can't stop.
No.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
unless he hated it.
Yeah.
Right? Unless it was...
That's a funny thing, too. I don't prefer this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there is probably ways you can make sure that someone had a really bad time.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of ways.
You're like, you call the escort and you're like, eat as much White Castle as you can before you get
it. Oh, man, what a prank.
That's a terrible prank.
I got you a hooker. She's loaded to the brim with White Castle burgers in her belly. Oh,
scandalous.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
What you crave.
Yep.
By the way, Lisa, you're
so many guys
want offers to buy you a Maserati.
There you go. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think they misunderstood. Lisa's not offering happy endings in exchange for Maseratis.
No!
I got just two Maseratis.
Why don't people listen right?
They don't.
That's not what she was offering.
Radio host Lisa Way offers hand jobs for a Maserati.
Technically, one of them actually only offered a Maserati.
Oh, yeah, well.
Not as nice as a Maserati.
Hey. Hey, blonde girl, I'll give you a Maserati.
What's that run, like 50, 60 bucks?
I ain't sure what it is.
I'll get it. I'll look it up on Amazon.
Yeah. And it's funny, they have listened. They're like, hand jobs for Maserati?
Well, because you have to understand, you know, like, people are they're listening, but they're doing other stuff, you know, like they're getting ready for work. And then all of a sudden, there was something about like a happy ending. So a guy like perked up somewhere, like, what? And then he heard, I do it for a Maserati. Right. That's all they needed. Their brain connected the dots there. They're like, Lisa offered it. Yeah, I better text in.
By the way, we got the answer to the guy who whose girlfriend said, hey, if you buy me this, you can go get a happy ending.
What was it?
She wanted a kayak.
How much is a kayak?
Oh, a good one is expensive.
Like a good one.
Okay. Pricey. Depending. Yeah, that could be a couple grand, I believe.
Well, I mean, if she really wanted it, yeah, I guess.
Jeez.
That doesn't seem like a kayak.
I'm like $2,000 if you really wanted to.
But Lisa, you have to understand, like I said, the value of a 66-year-old Asian lady jerking me is so low. That's like such a like,
zero.
It's
like a bottom of the barrel sex worker.
Oh. Right.
And then what if one day in the near future, Lisa shows up in a new Maserati?
Lisa!
People want to know what color one you want. Oh,
where'd you get that Maserati, Lisa?
I hide it in my garage.
Someone said, hey, Siri, when does the Maserati dealer open?
Only my neighbors will see me in that Maserati.
The chick has seven Maseratis.
Man, this is easy.
The one for every day of the week.
Oh. All the colors. Why not?
Except red. I don't like red. Mm.
Yes, again, just to refresh your hearing, Lisa's not giving away hand jobs for Maseratis.
Nope.
Yeah. Mm-mm. It was simply saying if she got that proposition, she may consider it for a Maserati from her loved one, not from you, stranger.
Yeah.
I may consider the offer for the hand job.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yes, we'll do it.
Definitely. I don't think there's any question.
The resale value on that would be extremely high.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. For just one little HJ.
A few little tugs here and there. Maybe a little swaffling of the bean bag. And there you go.
Goodness. Yeah. Bean bag swaffle.
Yeah.
You end up getting a kayak instead of a Maserati.
Yeah.
Kayak.
I go to the
up
river
here.
Now, I guess.
Yeah, people are asking what Madam James's price is for
Madam House James. Of Eroticism.
How many cheesy crunches can you get?
I was going to say, you normally are quite low.
Yeah, Taco Bell. That's it.
Backpack full.
Backpack full of Taco Bell will get you a hand job from James.
So easy.
Yeah. But I'll be honest, a backpack full of Taco Bell is to me the value of a 66-year-old Asian hand job.
You're right.
True. That's about.
I put a higher price on the backpack full of Taco Bell.
The backpack full of Taco Bell is like a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yes.
Every time we've seen those Asian spas get busted, the women.
Ooh.
The women with the moles and the hair get away from my wiener.
Yep. There's a lot of moles and hair.
There definitely is. Anyways, it's not uncommon, I guess, as surprising that people will trade, you know, something for letting their partner get a happy ending or more.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Some guy is willing to be pegged for a Honda Civic.
A Honda Civic? That's a fine vehicle.
Reliable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great gas mileage, Jimmy.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
It's a different Hot or Not because it's a video story. So you either... I'll give you some background, and then we'll watch the story.
I have to just close my eyes?
Or you can close your eyes, and I'll play the story, and then you can determine if she's hot or not.
So you just decide. Listen.
You can just listen. I can give you some... I have the details, too.
Oh, okay. So like
I can give
just...
you the details. You can determine. Then we'll go to the story.
That's probably the way to do it.
Okay.
Probably the way to do it.
Charlotte County, Florida.
Yeah.
Woman repeatedly breaks into a neighbor's pool to go skinny dipping.
Oh.
Uh-oh. It's never a dream.
Oh.
Deputies responded to a home for a report of a burglary. They found cigarettes.
Okay.
Keys. Women's underwear and a steak knife left behind at the pool.
So she was eating steak.
Well, they don't like.
I believe it's her weapon. That's her weapon of choice.
Then Saturday, while the homeowner was in Canada, she struck again. He watched on his security cameras as she went skinny dipping in his pool again. She was a repeat trespasser, so he tried to put an end to it. He posted signs around his home, sent multiple letters to her, letting her know to stay off his property. Cops did find those letters addressed to her at her home. They also found steak knives inside her home matching the one left at the pool.
Oh.
She said that she just needs to swim sometimes.
Did you say how old she was?
I think she's in her 20s. It doesn't say here in the story. I believe she's in her 20s.
Okay.
What are you thinking, man?
Oh, man, it's hard to piece together, you know?
Steak knife is a real curveball.
Love to know if she had to hop a fence.
Sounds like it. She's athletic, then.
A little bit.
She's a swimmer and a smoker.
A fence would stop me in my tracks.
Yeah, I couldn't break into anybody's pool.
I can't imagine my neighbor just using my pool all the time.
Yeah, right? That's nuts.
Because they want to swim and it's hot.
I'd be like, get out of there.
Like, repeatedly. Yeah. This is not just the first time.
No.
Stepped on your steak knife again.
This one's a real tough one.
It's a teenager move, like the pool hopping thing.
It sure is.
But it's an adult woman. How old is she?
Well, we don't know. We're guessing in her 20s.
Her mother gave her up. Her mother told deputies her daughter swims in the neighbor's pool every other day.
Wow, gave the schedule up, too.
Oh, she's over there all the time. She's swimming in his pool.
Okay.
I believe she's in her 20s, just judging from the...
Oh.
I'm going to go out on a crazy weird limb here. I think this is a girl posting stuff up on social media, but she wants to do stuff in the pool. She wants to make her pool TikTok videos where she's getting out of the pool real slow.
What's a steak knife for?
What? Just a weapon in case.
Protection.
She's not... Listen, Lee, she's not all there. I'm not saying she's all there. She's got a steak knife.
Where was this again? I'm sorry.
Charlotte County, Florida.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's some kind of budding TikTok star, or at least trying to. Obviously a little bit nuts, but not bad. I'm going to go, oh my God.
Chuck, what are you doing? What's your number?
7.
Chuck's going with a 7.
That's high.
I think he's accurate with all the details. I'm going to go higher.
Oh my.
I think an 8.
He $1 to you, like the price is
that's
right.
What, I don't blame him.
I think he should have went lower. I have no idea.
I know you don't.
I will say, let's just say, there's a lot of people in Florida that have vacation homes, right? That don't live there all the time.
Right.
So if I'm in Florida right now, and it's 172 degrees, and my neighbor's pool has been sitting empty for weeks, if not months.
Yeah.
I'd hop it.
I'd be tempted.
Yeah.
I'd be tempted. This guy was in Canada.
Yeah.
Right? I'd be tempted to just swim in his pool.
Those stupid video cameras.
And they'll get you.
Yeah, they will.
So.
That's a beanie.
Now we have to watch.
Close your eyes for a second as I bring it up here. Because I want you to see it all together here. Is she hot or not? You can play along at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. That's where we always put these stories so you can take a look. NBC2 has the story on this woman. Are you ready to see her?
Am I allowed to open my eyes?
Should I start the story first?
I already tell.
I feel very vulnerable with these eyes closed.
Let me start the story first before you look.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. You haven't seen her yet.
NBC2's Joseph Ojo is breaking down how deputies busted the not-so-slick skinny dipper.
This past weekend, deputies were frequent visitors.
I don't like how this looks.
Crestview Drive.
This is private property.
On Friday, the owner of the home had reported he had been burglarized.
Look at the weeds.
After his pool cage was cut open. According to the report, deputies collected cigarettes, keys, woman's underwear.
Oh, she cut the pool cage open.
Yeah, that's what, you know, like they, all those Florida pools have that, like, fenced-in area. Mm-hmm. So she cut it with the steak knife. That's why she had the steak knife. I gotta get in.
And a steak knife left behind.
Oh, no.
Obviously someone not in the right mind.
The homeowner didn't have to even be in the country to catch.
They still haven't seen her yet, by the way, so she still could be a 7 or 8.
Watching from his surveillance system all the way in Canada, the owner watched his 22-year-old neighbor, Capri Weidman.
She's got a funny name, Capri Weidman.
Yeah.
Weidman.
That was the worst one you've ever done. You got it so wrong.
All I had to do was see the front lawn.
Yeah.
If I would have seen the front lawn, you could have stopped.
Well, that guy was upset.
Oh, my God.
That guy was upset that a chick was in his pool.
Clearly cutting his own hair.
He is, dude.
That definitely.
Every part is just a right angle.
Capri Weidman just loves to... splash around in his pool when he's not there.
That's, you know, I wouldn't want to mess with somebody like that.
Before this ever happened, the homeowner posted signs around his home and sent multiple letters to Weidman, letting her know to stay off his property. But she ignored those orders.
If they're doing it without permission, nobody would want to put up with that.
Deputies searched Weidman's home and found the letters addressed to her.
There's no chance.
The one left at the pool. She tried lying her way out of an arrest, but her own mother gave her up, telling deputies her daughter swims in the neighbor's pool every other day.
I can see why she's hot, though. Warm.
Yeah.
There should be some kind of justice on that.
Joseph Ojo, NBC.
Was that the homeowner?
Yeah, that's his pool, I believe.
No, that's the neighbor.
That's the neighbor.
Homeowner's still in Canada.
Oh, okay.
He's been watching it on his cameras from Canada.
I thought that, so that guy's like, there's that fat girl and that pool.
Yeah.
I better get on the horn. You go come down here. There's a big fat chick that swims in the pool Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays.
Every other day, her mom sold her out.
Weidman has bonded out of jail. She is facing trespassing and burglary charges.
Yeah, that is not an up-and-coming Instagram girl.
No. Half of the stories they do on NBC2 in Fort Myers, it looks like they're ready to crack up laughing at any second. Like, there's so many crazy stories that come out of that area that they're like, big girl, skinny dips. Yeah. So let's go to Joseph.
Oh, I forgot.
Like,
she was skinny dipping.
Watch off the beginning here. Just look at their faces. Oh, I went to the first alert weather. Look.
NBC2.
Right?
Yeah. They know what's coming up.
Not so slick skinny dipper.
They look like they were just ready to die.
Yeah, they're like, there's nothing. That's like so, like, news pun worthy. They're just like, there's no. She is so big. Skinny dipping. She's not skinny.
Junky dipper. She's a junky dipper.
That sounds like a cookie.
Sounds like a delicious sounding cookie.
I like the sounds of it.
I'll take 4 chunky dippers.
Yeah. So
but as I said, your next door neighbor lives in Canada. It's only there probably for the winter.
Right.
And the pool sits empty and clean.
It's not a great vacation home, I have to say.
I was going
to
say, that pool wasn't the greatest looking thing. As soon as I saw the edge of the pool, I was like, well, you don't put that in a TikTok video.
This chunky dipper doesn't care. She just needs to cool off that body. She runs super hot.
Ague. Oh, my God.
Man, getting into this. He took everything at me.
That guy was upset. He got on the horn with the Canadian right away.
Oh, yeah.
I knew you went too high, though, with that.
I was hoping for the best, Lise, you know? Every once in a while, you got to
hope. It's nice to have hope in these trying times.
I'm guessing that maybe a lot of those, like, TikTok famous people that are doing pool stuff, they're probably not in Florida.
Oh, some of them are, I'm sure. Nah.
I'm sure
some of them are.
It's like super rich people pools on there usually.
Yeah.
Like big, big multi-level pools and stuff.
Mm-hmm. There's lots of those in Florida. Yeah. There's lots of hot. Miami, are you kidding me? There's some smoking hot women down there.
They all got COVID.
No. Well, they do. They do. I'll give you that. It is now the epicenter.
Yeah.
They call Miami the COVID epicenter now.
Mm-hmm.
But this big girl. She's done her last junkie dipping.
You're going to have to wait for me to get
out. I don't think she's done.
You think nothing's going to stop her?
No.
Cannonball.
He's probably pissed all his water is being thrown out of his pool.
Yeah.
They got to fill it up every time the pool cleaner comes by.
She disperses like 40 gallons a second.
You don't want to be a big girl named Wide Man.
Right? No.
No.
Wide Man.
Nope.
Long line of Wide Man.
Yeah, and her underwear. God, well, she left her underwear behind.
You know, she left her smokes.
How big were them panties? You only see her from the shoulders up in this.
I know.
Bring the steak knife to get in there, and also in case there's steaks.
You never know. It could be.
It's multi-use.
Yeah.
Mm. What was her name again? It was something Weidman, but they don't...
Wasn't it like Candace or... I thought it was up a little bit.
Yeah, way off. That was probably your worst edition of Hot or Not ever.
Yeah.
A seven and an eight. And the going,
I went higher.
The going one higher burnt you even harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can check her out for yourself. Hot or Not is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Here's a badass dude in Australia. When a traffic officer pulled over a pickup truck on an Australian highway, he didn't expect to find one of the world's deadliest snakes inside. The driver, a 27-year-old man identified only as Jimmy, was heading down the Dawson Highway in the state of Queensland at about 62 miles an hour when he noticed a snake in the vehicle with him. It was an eastern brown snake, highly venomous, responsible for the majority of snake bite deaths in Australia.
Wow.
And it's there between his legs.
Jeez, it's not where you want it.
No. Not at all. The more he moved his legs, the more it wrapped around him.
Oh, it wrapped around him?
Man, it was getting all pissed.
Its head was striking at his groin.
Jesus.
I'm driving. The world's deadliest snake is trying to bite my dog.
Yeah, oh,
my
God. Like, this is not ideal.
He used a seatbelt and a nearby knife to fight it off.
He's lucky he had that nearby knife.
You need a nearby knife sometimes in Australia.
Especially in Australia. Yeah.
All while trying to stop the car. He thought he had been bitten and feared for his life. Eastern brown snake bites are fast-acting and fatal.
Jeez.
The venom can cause paralysis and bleeding in the brain.
Oh, my God.
So Jimmy killed the snake, hit the accelerator, and headed for the nearest hospital. That's when a police officer spotted his car going about 76 miles an hour and pulled him over. And this is what he said to the cop that pulled him over at the side of the road here.
I think it's bitten me. It was in the car with me.
Where did you come from?
I was coming from Billow. But you can feel my heart, mate.
You found a snake in your car.
There was a brown. It's in the back of the tray, mate. Yeah.
So the officer goes around back.
And just confirming, you said you're off with a vehicle. The driver's been bitten by a brown snake. Was that correct?
Yeah, that's right. He's got the snake in the tray. He's pretty panicky. He's conscious and breathing at the moment. But I need QAS here immediately if we can. All right, how long ago did it happen? There's an ambulance on the way. All right.
15. I've got no idea.
Have a sit down. Sit down.
15.
He's in like a life or death fight with a
poisonous snake.
Yeah.
And it just came around, like up and around, and then came like in between my legs.
And you're driving along at 100?
I'm driving along at 100, and I just started to brake. And the more I move my legs, the more, because it's pretty big, it started to wrap around me. And then its head just started striking at the chair, like that.
Yeah, between your legs. There you go.
Luckily, he wasn't bitten. He was just suffering from shock.
Oh, okay.
Which is good for him.
That's pretty bloody.
Well, because he'd be done. Like, he made him sit until the middle of the night, it looks like.
I would be pretty calm, still.
I'm so happy to see red and blue lights.
Different in Australia than it is here.
Yeah.
I feel like they call their bosses a lot. And hey, I'm going to be like, you got a snake by my balls again.
Yes.
Venomous
you
one.
Mean your trousers snake?
Yeah, no, it's not a penis joke, no. No, actual venomous snake. I'm driving right now. It's right by my wiener and balls there.
Did it bite you?
It did snake. Not, but I think it's about to. Luckily, I have a nearby knife.
That's terrifying.
Yes.
I'm thinking it's going after my junk. It's a deadly venomous snake.
It's over.
Anything
it
bites dies.
Right.
I'm speeding 100 miles an hour.
I'm not going to be able to kill a snake with a knife while I'm driving.
No, that's hard to do.
while I'm protecting my balls.
It's a lot going on.
It's a lot to do.
You're guarding your junk with one hand, swiping at it with another while driving.
You know, I'm no knife expert. I'm not Andy's dad.
Right.
Andy's dad killed that snake.
Yeah, okay, so you're driving, a snake's between your legs. Where would you cut it? Would you go for the head?
I try and lop its head off.
Yeah, you gotta cut its head off. Moving fast, trying to get your dong.
I don't like it.
I wonder if it can still bite you, though, with its head off, right?
Yes, it can.
They still got the glands, I think.
Yeah. You got to get that head. You got to fly that head out the window.
Yeah.
Just another Tuesday in Queensland.
That poor guy. I'm sure it was terrifying moments.
Stressful.
Why wouldn't you stop right away, though?
That's what I was wondering, why he kept driving.
I don't know. That is weird. He's like the bumps at helping.
He used a seatbelt and a nearby knife to fight it off while trying to stop the car.
Well, I feel like he probably stopped and then killed it and then put it in the back.
He was looking for a place to stop, maybe. He had no place to stop.
Yeah, I don't know. He was on a highway, I think.
That's a terrifying moment. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, I've never had to fight off anything while driving.
Yeah. I had that locust in my car, that cicada once.
Oh, yeah. I had a couple bees
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't fighting them off. No. I'm just more like,
Right.
You know?
Yeah, a fight while driving is hard. I feel like they're driving school over there. You have to fight snakes
to
pass.
Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah.
Parallel park, pull onto a freeway, fight off a snake.
Open your trunk and a spider jumps out at you. Yeah, it's like
good at the parallel parking, but the snake, you didn't fight it right. It's going to fail you then.
Would have killed you.
Yeah.
You probably do. Again, the downside of being in one of the most beautiful places in the world is everything's out to kill you.
Yeah. Everything's gigantic and scary.
Every living thing wants to kill you very, very quickly. A German man's bachelor party in the Austrian Alps ended with a snake bite on the tongue and a trip to a hospital.
So trying to kiss it.
Stupid.
38-year-old was dared to touch with his tongue a baby viper on the floor.
Kiss it. Give it a lick.
Of the Nürburg Alpine Hut in Murstel.
Snacks.
Of course, the snake bit him, and his tongue swelled up. Mountain rescuers and a doctor were called to the scene. He was taken to a hospital. They believe the partygoers confused the young snake with a worm.
Oh, how high were they?
So
my God, they were high.
They were real high. That's a worm, right?
Kiss it.
Lick a worm. Do it.
What a weird bachelor party.
You got to lick a worm
at your bachelor party?
Kind of lame.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
Germans, huh? Germans.
Dude, that's probably what happens at all their bachelor parties.
That's all they do is try to kiss snakes.
Everyone knows you lick a worm.
Kiss the snakes right on its face.
Is it like a tradition? You must kiss.
I don't know. Is it like to be manly, or did they just walk? They just were walking and they saw it.
This was inside this Alpine Nürnberg hut in Murzko.
They're like, that's what we think is funny.
We'll never be able to figure them out.
Nope. Nobody can.
Dared to touch with his tongue a baby viper on the floor, which I guess they thought was a worm.
Yeah.
It's just a verm.
Lick it.
Lick it right on the floor.
Lick it.
It's a tradition. And then a bit is done.
Yeah.
Again, he's fine.
Yeah.
Wasn't fatal like it would be in Australia.
Yeah.
Speaking of snakes, this is a trouser snake, a 34-year-old man making headlines. His penis was cut off for nearly a day.
I'll get to it.
That's the longest day in history.
What are you going to do, though? You going to sleep on it?
Like, it's hard to fall asleep that way. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. It's 24 hours in this whole dickless thing. He was able to get it reattached.
Come on. What did he do?
God.
What did he do in the meantime before he went? Did he go? Like, seriously, what did he do?
I bet he bit his nails.
Put it in the fridge.
Does it say in the story, Dave?
34-year-old man making headlines after having his penis successfully reattached by surgeons in Birmingham, England, 23 hours after he had it cut off.
Oh, my God.
This dude did it to himself.
Ah, okay.
Oh. So he's on drugs or something?
All right.
He has a history of schizophrenia.
Mm. Oh. That's too bad.
You hate to have the wiener cutting kind.
I know. I just want the voices kind.
Right.
They say complete penile amputation is a rare and poorly documented injury. This is the longest documented time a penis has survived without sufficient blood flow and still managed to be successfully reattached. 23 hours after he had it cut off, he had it successfully reattached by those surgeons.
So he had to go get it, right? Like it took him a while.
It's been a bigger one.
Yeah, they found it. It was alive.
Still had a lot of blood in it.
Yeah. Veiny, probably.
Mine will wrinkle up and look like a little raisin by a couple hours.
Is that an acorn?
Better not be in the sun.
You don't think yours would survive 23 hours
on its
own?
There's no chance. There's not enough. You just shrivel up and die. I know that. That's fine.
Oh, God.
Yeah, 23 hours, a long time.
Yeah. Huh. So I wonder if he, like, it's like, oh no. I wonder if someone else helped him out because, you know, he's mentally ill. So.
I'm thinking someone stumbled upon the scene.
And then hopefully he got on some meds and doesn't do that.
He cut it off and just stayed at his place, right?
Yeah.
For the day until someone hopefully found him and
visited.
Didn't we watch a video one time of somebody that was like on PCP or something and they had sliced their stuff off?
There was like a.
And he was walking around bleeding. And
the cops were there. He was bleeding.
Cops were like,
streets.
Oh my God, dude, we don't even need guns.
Yeah.
This is wild. Yeah, I don't know if they, a full day, that's insane.
Yeah.
There's only been a handful of penile replantation surgeries in history, but almost none have been without blood supply for more than a few hours. Nearly 6 weeks after the operation, he has regained full use of his penis and is able to achieve a full erection again.
That's a hearty one.
It is. It wasn't going down without a fight. The success of this case, they say, should encourage surgeons to attempt penile replantation even with prolonged downtime. So maybe, oh my God, maybe they're like, oh, it's been 6 hours without blood.
I'm sure.
It's not even worth it.
Yeah. Right.
Like they haven't even attempted.
Strap that thing on. I mean, like, put my little raisin back on. Yeah, you'll never know. Put it back.
See what happens.
We'll put it on upside down.
I don't care. Oh,
put it on.
God. Yeah, he was discovered eventually by someone, and that's how they did it.
That's crazy sweet. They were able to put it back.
What sucks is, so, like, I discovered my friend who's got a lot of problems. I discover him, and then I'm like, oh.
Oh, no.
I got to grab his thing now.
It's true. Got to get some tongs.
I guess.
Got to get tongs.
Or do the dog poop trick with a bag.
Yeah, like a bag around your hand?
Yeah, and then pull it through.
We got it. I got the wiener.
This intricate microsurgery requires the restitching of nerves and blood vessels that can be smaller than a strand of hair. So urologists and plastic surgeons have to work together to replace or reconstruct the most viable organ possible. Although very few have experience with such delicate procedures. That's where you're going. I mean, no one's put a dick back on, right?
No, you got to get yourself. Yeah. You got to get Dr. Strange, dude.
Yeah. You got to find
Dr. Stephen Strange.
Yeah.
So they were able to mend critical blood vessels along the top of his penis with the help of a vascular graft from his arm, and blood flow was returned to the penis. Total downtime for that penis, 23 hours before blood was flowing again.
It would just suck if he recovers and then he just does it again.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they got to get him on meds.
I know. Yeah.
And that's it. You cut it off twice. I'm sorry. You're on your own.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going through that again.
We can't do it again.
We're only going to put dicks back on people that want them.
He's so lucky that he can still function.
It's crazy, really.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Like 24 hours, no blood flow. It's able to fire back
just
up again.
Even if it's just cut off. I don't even care if it's cut off for 1 second.
Surgery.
You're right.
Clean. You know what I mean?
If it was like, woo! And you slip
one,
it right back
one
on.
Second of cut off, I feel like the thing shouldn't work anymore.
Yeah. Well, I don't think. Wasn't Bobbitt's all.
I don't know.
It didn't.
I thought he did a porno.
He did a porn, but it wouldn't. I don't think they got all the science right.
Well, it was one of the first, right?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Because they come a long way since then.
Yeah.
He did. So he's done porn.
Yeah.
I thought so.
After.
I thought he did,
He did prove that his wiener worked.
That it worked.
Did it look like Frankenstein?
I think it has like a line around it. Like a Ring around the rosy, you know?
Ring around the rosy. John Bobbitt's penis.
Oh, boy.
Post, oh, look, it's something people search for. Post-surgery pictures. Ooh. Oh, God, yeah. She. Look at that picture. Is that real?
Yeah.
That's the tip of his dong. Yeah. That was presented in court.
And that's the thing. So I think she cut it off, like...
Oh, my God, that is graphic.
Well, and she threw it in the yard or something, too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, they don't show it here. That's...
But he's like a tool bag.
Oh, he's not a good dude?
Yeah, I don't think he's a good dude.
I forget the whole story.
You have to put really just penis. Just put
John
penis.
Bobbitt penis.
Penis.
Just see what comes up here.
John Bobbitt penis.
I thought it had like a...
Man, look at that lawyer holding it up.
I know.
Look, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, at this penis.
Are you looking for his porn? Didn't you say he did...
I thought he did a porn.
He did
But they're not... Oh, what's that there? Oh... Did he do a movie?
Oh,
where,
my God. Oh, there it is. So graphic. The... That picture of it cut off is so graphic.
Yep. Yeah, that's a bad...
Why have I not seen that before?
It's a bad scene. Yeah, there is a porno, though, for sure.
All right, let's just search for porn.
Yeah.
Remember, we're coming up empty here. Whoa. They don't do a lot of close-ups.
Isn't that him right there?
Is that it?
That's him.
Is that the line?
Yeah.
I guess. So.
It says John Wayne, though. Oh, is John it? Wayne Bobbitt.
Yeah.
In Frankenpenis. They named his porn Frankenpenis?
There you go.
Oh, incredible. Yeah, that, there's where it was reattached. Yeah. It looks better than I thought.
Yeah.
I will say that.
No, sure.
Yeah, the two women in the video with him don't seem to mind.
They don't. Oh, one porn he did was called John Wayne Bobbitt Uncut. Oh, and then he did one called Frankenpenis.
I think there's like an oracle of porn names that just some guy's like, uncut. And then comes up with the John Wayne Bobbitt one.
That's all he does.
That lawyer's look on
his
face.
Now, that dude's lucky. We saw the before picture of it cut off and how it looked when they reattached it. Very lucky.
Surgeons are talented.
Oh, man.
You hope you get a talented surgeon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, like, takes so long to do, like, little tiny things. Mm-hmm. And they're just, it's nuts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Have you guys ever heard of Goldilocks bread?
No.
No.
You're not going to want to try it.
All right.
A French baker has come up with this Goldilocks bread. Bouquet d'Or is what it's called in France. And it is using wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Fertilized with female urine.
Oh, wow.
Harvested from public restrooms.
Oh, just you go in and scoop it?
Oh, just some public
piss.
Is
this like fetish bread or something?
That sounds gross.
that's a crazy business idea there.
I mean, the fetish bread business.
I love the idea of fetish bread.
Yeah. Fresh fetish bread. Can you smell it? The goal, to break taboos over excrement and create a sustainable food cycle.
Come on now. Is that what that's what the future food's going to be?
According to this study by the French Urban Planning Agency, 29 million loaves of urine-utilizing bread could be baked daily, saving farmers 703 tons of nitrogen employed in artificial fertilizers per day. So April showers could bring May flower.
Whoa. My God.
They say it's a neglected liquid, usually dismissed as waste, but it should be treated like a gold mine. They're literally flushing food down the toilet.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's going to be wild times in a few years.
What they don't know is how urine affects the taste of the bread.
I got to be honest. I think it does.
Tastes pissy.
Yeah.
It tastes piss.
The bread smells like a cat's litter box.
A lot of ammonia.
Mm.
That's strong.
There's nothing I love more than fresh baked bread. Yeah. Right? Fresh. It'd be hard to resist.
You
a
imagine?
Fresh, hot out of the oven loaf of bread.
Imagine if you were served that fresh bread and then somebody told you after
I ate a whole loaf of Goldilocks bread that it was filled with stranger pee.
You tell me your reaction.
I'm filled to the brim with piss bread.
You loved it.
Oh, Goldilocks bread.
Wait, you find out what I put in the butter.
Oh my. Freshly churned.
You won't believe it's not butter.
Oh, I don't man. Know. It doesn't look great.
It does look good, actually. It looks just like a baguette, if that's what it is.
Oh,
man. It's just filled with urine, though.
We have a basket of pea bread.
They dilute the urine at least 20 times before using it. Before applying it to the wheat used in this bread.
I can right now... I can just smell the inside of a public urinal.
Ew.
Like I can smell. I can you were smell gonna, it.
Right when you did that, I thought you were about to say, "I can." Right now, I can smell fresh bread.
Fresh bread. So is what I went
fresh bread, and then you said that, and it threw me off.
Sorry. Fresh urinal.
Do you remember where we used to work, and there was the one urinal, Dave, that wouldn't flush, or no, people wouldn't flush it.
It was the
and
raunchy.
It would just sit
Gross. Stew. Like it became like the darkest of yellows.
Yeah. Oh my God! It just sat there all day.
It sat there all day because no one would.
So
you have
get
an
close
automatic.
To it, and you'd be like, "Oh!" Like I used to pee with my, you know, my jacket or whatever covering my face because you couldn't handle the odor.
Like I would go in there knowing that, you know, 20 people have taken a pee in there and not flushed it. I would just do what Dave did. You put your shirt over. Like COVID was in there.
Yep.
And then you'd run by it and hit the little handle.
Yeah.
Like I would just, out of common, just courtesy.
Yeah. Why don't people flush?
No, they had to put signs up and everything.
This is the same place where women flushed all their tampons. They had to install the Tamponator 3000 to chew them up.
What's I didn't want to bring radio stations, bathrooms.
It's like, I didn't want to bring this up, but I.
What?
What?
Jumped out of my Jeep today where I park and on the ground.
A tampon.
What?
I think it is.
There's a tampon next to your Jeep?
I think it is.
You what?
It's got
Are
a,
you sure?
It's got it a used? String. It's white.
Oh, James, you're going to have to
say, go
check.
Do I need to go outside?
You're going to have to grab your phone.
I don't know what
check.
It is. Okay. I didn't have time to really look down. It just, to me, it didn't seem long
it really
enough.
Is.
It didn't seem
if
long. Chuck, it seemed only like...
I'll be back.
That...
They make them that small.
And then with the string?
Yeah.
And it almost like was opened up.
Was it used?
I don't know. Like, you can't. Sometimes
James.
You can't tell he's going
so
out.
James is masking
Did
up.
Did you step on it?
No. It wasn't anywhere for me to step on, but
what?
I was like,
filthy horror.
I don't
dropped
know.
Dropped a used pawn in
I
the parking lot.
We don't even know if that's what it is.
I don't know if that's what it is.
I shall be.
Imagination.
I
know. Wild.
I shall not be accusatory yet.
Yes. Yeah.
Till we get the
evidence. On the driver's side, James, if you can hear this.
Yeah, there is. There's got to be a video of
it. There's a dirty woman shaking in her boots if it's real.
Well, if it's somebody that like tossed it over the fence, that's crazy.
That's the other thing I was thinking too. But.
Well, yeah, that's too far from where you park to be tossed over the fence.
Oh, I parked right along the fence line.
Oh, did you normally park in the middle?
I'm on the fence line. Oh. And,
well, that could happen in this neighborhood too.
That's the craziest way to thing to
that
see
could have been
right
some
away.
People
well,
banging,
once,
and
I wasn't
going to
say anything, and then once tampons came up.
Yeah.
Time to talk about it.
Right.
Time to talk about it.
I don't want to say anything, but.
Well, because at the same time, like, I don't have a lot of experience with them. No,
right.
I know, but I haven't soaked them in booze and shoved them up my butt or anything like that. I got no experience.
Okay, whatever.
So, it's something.
And very tampon-like.
My brain was like, it's a little bit of a spongy type of thing that looks like open.
With a string.
With what looks like string.
I hope James doesn't touch it.
James will not touch
it. Okay, good. I hope he doesn't touch it.
He can't touch it. He's not calling us or anything, is he?
Not yet.
No.
I wonder what's happening. He should have been on
It's a long way.
You think people are coming to work and he's like, just looking for a roadside tampon. Good morning. Welcome to work.
James,
what are you doing outside? You need help? Why'd you lose a contact? Or?
No, I'm looking for some chick's tampon.
A tampon. Okay. I'm just going to go in.
Like I said, I didn't spend a whole lot of time really going over it just on the initial glance. Like I saw it. And I was like, what? And I looked again. I'm like, oh.
Was it in the parking lot or on the
parking
grass?
Lot?
Uh-oh.
No.
The news isn't good.
What?
He thinks it's a tampon.
That's what I thought.
Used or not used?
I mean,
it's
not in a.
Is he
going
to come back in here?
I don't know. It's not in a package, Lee. So, I mean, I guess anytime it's not in a package, I mean, it could have been used by someone who wasn't. It wasn't the time yet.
Yeah, but why do you just throw it out on the parking lot?
I'm going to do this old school here to see if I can.
It's a wild place to put it.
Why would you do that?
You don't put those there.
What are you doing here?
I'm just calling him.
You're calling. That's super quiet.
James.
Yes.
James, what is it?
I think it's a tampon. My God. I'm so appalled right now at the fact that people in this building work here. I sent you some pictures.
Oh,
you have pictures?
Oh, it's pictures.
A super fast Wi-Fi, so I've taken a second to upload.
Oh, yeah. James, from your firsthand knowledge, is it used?
Oh, my God.
It's hard to say, right? Because it
you
seems...
You know what? There's a stick here. I'll flip it over.
Touch it.
Oh, it is like really dirty, but I don't know if it's because it's been like rained on or drove.
This is what I'm saying.
Out.
I don't know how long it's been there.
Oh, it is.
It's used.
Gross.
It is gross. Take a picture of it.
You
gross.
Know if it was.
I think it might have been used, but if it was, it was definitely a light. It was a light day.
Yeah, oh my
light
God! Day.
Oh my God!
Oh.
Good.
It was a very light day.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Covered in ants too.
Oh,
covered
in ants.
I think professionals we need to call to clean this up or something.
Can I tell you this right now? The ants wouldn't be there.
If there
the
was.
The ants wouldn't be there, James, unless.
There was nothing attached to it.
Unless it had been somewhere.
Whoa.
All right, I'm coming back in the building.
All right,
now.
All right.
Photos.
Okay, yeah. All right. Thanks, James.
Hi, James.
Wow, what a job. So I was right.
That's sad.
I was right.
That's disappointing.
It is a flattened.
That's what I mean. It's flattened. So either.
Got ran over?
Either.
Well, you can't tell.
Tampon got run over by him right here.
Mm-hmm. And so I want to see it flipped.
It's covered in ants.
It looks like there's darkness underneath it.
That's what I thought too, right?
You parked right there, huh?
Parked right there.
You almost stepped on it.
See it.
Right. There's it in perspective.
I might have run it over.
You ran it over with
you may have. He may. It has been flattened.
There's no telling.
Your tires have run over that used tampon.
It's terrible.
Got to park on my side of the parking lot, Chuck. It's safer over there.
Yeah, Lisa, make sure all the tampons are removed before she arrives.
I'll be honest.
I never see that. I've never seen that in my life.
I've never seen it either.
I didn't expect a tampon to be in the parking lot.
No.
No, who
okay,
would?
But do you see underneath? It does look like it's stained.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. The origin story.
I think it's
of
been there for a while. I think it's been there for a while.
No one's noticed the parking lot tampon until now.
Why?
Does anybody work here?
I don't know.
You didn't park over there yesterday by the fence.
No, I didn't.
Oh, that is wrong. That's wrong on many different levels. James, you poor man that had to witness that up close and in person.
Bunch of animals that live work in this building.
I guess, right?
Leaving their feminine hygiene projects.
So I
can't even speak.
I know.
I
looked down and I knew it was something not good.
That's crazy.
I knew it was something not good.
Well, good thing you didn't step on it.
No.
You would have dragged it into the building.
Oh, my God. That would have been...
Oh, God. You had a tampon stuck to your shoe.
He would have had to burn your shoe.
He would have went home.
You would have to throw it.
He would have just went home.
I almost wanted to cry just looking at it on the ground right by the Jeep.
Like, I know.
Why?
Well, you're right,
where this
Chuck.
Goes? Taking me back to the grocery store, Dave.
Yeah, that's too bad.
My guess is that doesn't it look like it's been there for a couple days?
Possibly.
Yeah.
It could have been there for a little while.
Well, it's split open.
I know.
Yeah, so the car's run over it for sure. A car has definitely run over that tampon.
Yeah.
Hopefully it wasn't.
I'll take cleaning up a turd over a used tampon any day.
How does that happen?
That's what I'm
saying. Get out there.
The origin stories of this thing are nothing we can even imagine.
Lise, the only way it gets out there is you pop it out and toss it down. That's it.
Maybe somebody.
It's not wrapped in tissue.
Getting it
it's
on not, in the parking lot.
Why would you do that? Throw it out in the parking lot. Yeah, it's not even wrapped in tissue.
It's
anything.
Not wrapped in tissue, Lise.
We should get one of those like police psychics to go out there and feel around the energy.
Mm. Oh, man, I felt the energy.
I just got a text from somebody else that works in the building. They noticed a tampon out there 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
So there you go.
Oh, my God.
And maybe it was a heavier day, but the rain has washed it
clean. The rain has washed it clean.
Someone says they cut grass. They find dirty tampons at least two times a day.
Oh, my God.
So people are just pulling them out and tossing them.
And someone else says, yeah, I work in an apartment complex, use tampons and pads in the parking lot all the time.
Why? Why?
Because people are animals, Lisa.
They really are.
That's why. People are animals. I hope we don't work with one of those animals. I hope that's just been tossed here or dragged here.
Maybe it got stuck on someone's tire.
And they drove it around town.
I mean, it could be pretty sticky, but
I feel like somebody was in the parking lot and they're like, you want to get it on in the parking lot?
Here? I think that's what happened.
Our parking lot was empty for a long time, right? Getting close to the end of time,
so let me just pop this out and let's go.
Oh my God, my
trash bags, let me just throw it out the window.
That makes a little bit of sense. Because just so we're clear.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see like a lot of what I would say would be like a homeless lady
in this area
walking around here.
No.
That's very unlikely. It's more likely it was a temporary worker, possibly. You know, you're cutting some weeds and then you just
negative. Don't say that. No,
there are a few female landscapers on the crew.
Yep.
Don't blame the landscape.
Let's go to voice-changing technology here. Anonymous is with us. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello.
What do you have to tell us?
So, when I was a teenager and I would go to do it with guys in the car, like in the parking lot, I would just take mine out and throw it out the window so I wouldn't have just like a bloody pad in the car. So I'd just get rid of it.
Yep.
I'm ashamed, but... It happened.
You're ashamed. You should be ashamed.
Yeah.
You were a filthy whore. I hope you're still not.
I was wondering. I was like, is he gonna, You've changed your ways, right? That was just...
Yes. Yeah.
A rehabilitative... You leave your used stuff for other people to stumble upon in a parking lot, lady?
They did. She did.
Yeah.
God damn you!
Well, if that stuck to the tire of my car, and I was driving around with one of those pads on there,
I think if it was a pad, it would be worse because a pad could really stick.
It could stick. Good.
Yeah,
could
a pad
really
would be
stick.
Way worse.
I wasn't ready for it, guys.
No, I wanted to keep it quiet.
I wanted to keep it quiet. It's like, do we have to talk about tampons in our parking lot? Like, do we have to just keep bringing up terrible things?
Yeah, it's a. Here's another one. My nasty-ass friend was having a heavy flow day at the beach. Mm-hmm. She took it out under a blanket and buried it in the sand.
Like a cat?
And then some kid goes to build a sandcastle.
Yeah, I'm taking a moat. Oh, look, there's a creature.
Jeez. My moat has a dinosaur in it.
Oh, no. No.
Dirty.
God, women.
Like pirates buried treasure you find.
So, I think James was onto something here. This was a... some form of tryst that was happening.
An office tryst.
Yep.
That's juicier. That's a bad choice of words.
It's juicy.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but you think if that was the case, they would just dispose of it inside and then go out to the car. Like, why would they?
Unless it was a spur of the moment thing.
Yeah.
In the heat of the moment.
But if the guy's right there, you can't do that.
Well, it depends on the guy, I guess.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Oh.
Maybe he was like, pop that sucker out, let's get busy.
Well, it's cameras out there. I mean,
that's the thing.
We don't know a time frame of when this. Well, 2 weeks ago. So that's, like I said, it's been there a long time then.
You can go through all the time-lapsed footage of that tampon.
Yeah.
It'd probably be hours of work, but I'd like to see.
Whoregate 3000.
I'd like to see.
Could you imagine you're like, you can see it on the cam, and you're like going back, you see it, and then. The second you don't, you're like, oh my God, we know. Here it comes.
Here we go. There.
Man, oh man.
A whoregate sounds like
I'm really upset, actually. I'm more disappointed.
That's
because
I wanted to be wrong.
Yeah.
I wanted it to just be like, oh no, dude, it's a pack of gum, you dummy.
Yeah.
But I saw the string.
Yeah, I know.
So dirty.
Makes you sad.
Unbelievably dirty. Alex on a regular line here in Boston. Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Go ahead.
So I'm sorry. So I cut grass with the state, and I was weed whacking one day, and first in the morning, I hit a tampon, hit my buddy right in the side, one of my coworkers.
Oh, I'm down. I took a hit.
No.
You're bleeding bad, dude.
Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not.
Oh. And
what?
Like, watch out. I'm like, what? And he hits me with a bag of dog crap.
Oh, my God.
No.
Well, I think if you slap me with a used tampon, then that is fair trade.
Yep. Steer clear of yard workers and their fights.
This guy said, I used to work at a bar slash club that would have those foam parties. There are always used tampons and condoms lying around after the club shuts down and we start cleaning the floor.
So they
do the foam cover stuff.
They're popping it out. They're popping it out so guys can
a foam party. I mean, get in there. What do you expect?
The bonnet, the floor of a foam party.
Oh my god!
The only thing that's worse than like a movie theater.
So when I went to Cancun, we went to one of these foam parties. But right before some of my friends got arrested by Mexican authorities, but there was a part in the foam party where the light shone down onto the water that was gathering at the bottom, and you realized it was as mud like as possible. I was like, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here. It's like, so it's the most disgusting. Oh, I can't even believe
I've never
people
been
get
in a foam party or a foam pool party. It grosses me out. I couldn't do it.
My only foam party.
Yeah, it's one of the grossest things you could be in.
Someone says Chuck was like that Native American guy crying on the side of the road when he saw the tampon.
I kind of was. I mean, I didn't have time to really reflect about it, you know? I just was like, you know what? Put your head down. Just get to work.
Right. Can't.
Yeah.
This guy says he is the foreman of a construction company, and there has been known prostitution on his site at night. Every morning he comes in, there's tampons everywhere.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So this is not a unique thing, unfortunately. But the question is,
the only other thing
did it here?
I can think is maybe like a bird of prey had it. And dropped it.
I have a.
That's what I hope. That I thought it was
that's
a mouse.
The best case scenario.
Best case scenario is a hawk thought it was a mouse and then realized this doesn't taste right.
That is the best case scenario. But the person I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
I think we all know.
Yeah, I know.
There's one chief suspect here. I'd say just track her movements.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
See where it leads.
Oh, no.
Let's hope not.
Yeah. You want to hope for the hawk.
But I'm fingering that lady. I mean, I'm not. I'm pointing at that person.
I don't know what you've done to her, but
I don't know what you did.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, for Dave to do that, I guess you'd have to remove that item.
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
So. Someone said we caught a drunk woman in our parking lot just last week. She took a dump, pissed, and then left her used tampon. We have it all on camera. It's disgusting. What a pig.
Man, you hate to see it.
I did. I hated to see it. I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe it. I didn't even want to talk about it. Like, you know, normally it'd be the first thing I come right in and I'm like, guys, there's something. I was like, you know what? Let's just not. I'm, you know.
So good you didn't step on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
But if it's been there for 2 weeks, you may have.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, we got to figure out that origin story of that.
Unluckily, I mean, it was you rather than me. I'm in flip-flops. You at least have.
Oh, yeah, I've got full shoes.
You've got full shoes on. So
you don't want to flip-flop and get
James,
a side of
James in flip-flops.
I would just imagine if my toe accidentally touched it or something. Like
imagine it got somehow lodged.
I would go straight to the garage and just saw it off. Like I'm plugging into the saw it off.
What are you doing?
James, no.
My toe touched it. I put the wrong one.
It's like Walking Dead. You got to cut it off.
The tampon infection gets into my body, Lisa. Herschel yourself. The foot is gone. Just take the whole foot.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'll walk on a peg from now on.
Too bad that we have used tampon in our parking lot.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.